And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Here's one that you probably have never thought of before. What's in it for me? Okay, maybe you have heard of that. Maybe you have thought of that. Also, with him, but not without him. Oh, we'll have to figure that out. The divine partnership. And then finally, as the deer panteth.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at. During the show, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. I mean, oy vey. It's kind of like San Diego sports. Oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866 K-Praise. Any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. Period. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hatt. Do you like how we say it's a cross? See, it's a cross. See that? Some people don't really catch that. Oh, I think Tugboat Todd just got that. It's a cross. Between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Russell Wilson here. We play 60. United Way and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
In 2 months, the entire United States will be covered in a dark shadow. It will be the first continent-wide solar eclipse in 99 years. NASA will monitor the eclipse with more than 50 high-altitude balloons, an astronaut crew 220 miles above the Earth, not to mention an estimated 212 million people below. A NASA official said, "Never before will a celestial event be viewed by so many and explored from so many vantage points, from space, from the air, and from the ground." Well, that's true about the past. But another celestial event is coming that will eclipse this one and be seen by every person living on the Earth at that time. Instead of a shadow across the Earth, this event will flash like lightning from east to west. It will herald the longed-for return of Jesus Christ to extinguish sin and death and to usher in a new heaven and a new earth. Every eye will see him and every tongue will confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Keep watching the eastern sky, for our redemption is getting close. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
NLS Bard gives patrons the freedom to read their way.
Bard is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
For more information, call 1-888-NLS-READ.
You live in a nice neighborhood or condominium community, but that isn't enough. You need to know your board and community manager are making the right decisions to protect your investment. Community Associations Institute can help. Visit responsiblecommunities.com to learn more.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I want to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears. You can't hear the teacher with beans in your ears, beans in your ears.
Welcome back. Oh, it's like a festival. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where we do live Christian radio and we don't apologize. Oh, well, here we go. You see, that's the great thing about American freedom. You see that knob right there, that knob? You think, well, I don't like this. You can take your fingers and put it on a knob and go, doot, 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 and then you can hear something else. You can hear static most immediately. But you're welcome to hang out and listen with us because we're just trying to figure out where things are going. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul. Who? Sam Rasul. Who? Sam Rasul. Sam the man, the real estate dude. Here's the dealios. Next week, I got Steve Wheeler going to fill in for me for one day. Guess who's going to come join him in the studio? Sam Rasul. Now, I think that's awesome that they have that kind of relationship. And here is, again, the deal. You might be looking to move from renting to buying. It's possible. And you want to talk to somebody to get an understanding of that process. Sam would be the person to talk to at thinksam.com. You might be thinking, I got to get out of this house and I want to downgrade. I want to either get into another house that I'm renting or I want to get into an apartment, which, by the way, apartment living is not bad if you get the right apartment. Trust me. Good neighbors are good neighbors, period. Well, they're living in an apartment. I've had some of the best neighbors I've ever had in an apartment. So that one thing is nothing, but maybe you're looking to do that there. Well, I'm telling you what, Sam will talk to you about that, help you get that done. Because you may have a goal in mind. You might be going, you know, feeling like the house is big, kids are gone, would like a little softer space, maybe take that money and put it in some kind of investment. Okay, great, fantastic, whatever. I'm not going to advise you on that. Sam's not going to advise it, but he'll help you with the real estate part. ThinkSam.com. Give him a call. It doesn't cost anything. You don't have to sign in blood. You don't have to give up your first male-born child. Maybe you cook him a meal if he does good for you. That's up to you. ThinkSam.com, 858-7801-SAM. 858-7801-SAM. And if it's not for you but for somebody else, then Tugboat Todd and I say, send him to Sam. That's how you know Tugboat Todd's all the way back. Right there, giving us his best, send him to Sam. Right there. Good job. All right, let's get into the very, we're not going to do the what's bugging me. I'm in too good of a mood. Let's go right in from that into a couple things to tell you. Don't forget about Focus on the Family Adventures and Odyssey Weekend. I do thank San Diegans for getting a little bit more involved, but you have three more days to enter this contest where you have the opportunity to go to Colorado Springs, free airfare, free hotel, free transportation, and the VIP front row seats to their live event, Focus on the Family Adventure and Odyssey Weekend Family Getaway. You just got to go to kprz.com to check it out. It is fantastic. All right. Last thing I'm going to say, don't forget half-price tuitions. I'm actually talking to a school that we've never dealt with before. Going to find out tomorrow if we were able to coordinate with them a half-price tuition opportunity for somebody who needs it. And they were very, very open to it. We had a wonderful conversation, so I'm in prayer for that family because it would give them a big break. Just want to let you know that is something, if you're looking for it and you're thinking, I really do need to try and coordinate something along those lines, just reach out to me, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Let's get ready for our first segment of review. It's called What's in It for Me?
What's in it for me? What's in it for me?
You actually found a song that says, what's in it for me? Isn't that scary? I think that's kind of scary. All right, let's talk about what Christianity is not. And that's that attitude right there. What's in it for me? Here's the problem with the self-help, name it and claim it, law of attraction, secret, I want a bicycle. Oh, look, I opened up the front door. There's a bicycle for me attitude. It's not scriptural. But Dave, the law of attraction. If you got everything you deserved for your sins, you would have been wiped out before you were 15. So pull it back, Sparky. It doesn't quite work that way. If God dealt with you accordingly on a direct law of reciprocation, on a direct sow and reap that had no grace attached to it, that had no mercy attached to it, that had no sovereignty attached to it, you'd be dust in the wind. In fact, the planet would be dust in the wind. That might be a good way to understand how things go. So the bottom line goes this way. Name it and claim it. Name it for who? Is it name it for you? Oh, because I thought this was about the glory of God. I thought this was about honoring Jesus Christ. I thought this was about testimony for Jesus. And don't you associate redemption with Jesus Christ and money. What a shame that is. So name it and claim it. Step aside. Self-empowerment? The scriptures are clear. You are supposed to be dependent on the Lord. You want to be empowered? Empty yourself. You want to find yourself? Lose yourself. You want to walk right with God where he's with you in all that you do? Then don't make it about you. Law of attraction? It's wrong the way it's promoted to be self-centered and selfish. And the attitude is this. Well, why shouldn't I have all the nice things? I don't know. Why don't you consider yourself a rich man and fortunate that you are not born in a country where there's no running water? How about that for considering yourself fortunate and blessed? Oh, but it's not good enough, Dave, until I have a 96-inch television. You're right. You're not spoiled. It must be everybody else on the planet that's just lost their mind. You're certainly entitled. Are you kidding? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly, which by the way, the Holy Spirit still speaks. The Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times. What times? The last times. What's that? The last times. Oh, we closer? Closer today than we were yesterday. In the last times, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. You think that all those teachings are witchcraft oriented? It's ridiculous. Did you know in the people that promote the concept of the secret that it was given by channeling through a spirit named Abraham? Doesn't that concern you a little? Don't you understand that's demonic? Don't you understand that that's not biblically acceptable? That that's witchcraft at its least and complete idolatry at its worst? You are centering when you get into these things on yourself. And you know what people say? Oh, they lie. Come on. I just want to be rich so I can help other people. You ever heard that line? I just want to win the lottery so I can help other people. Got a message for you. If you can't help other people while you're poor, getting more money won't change your heart. Nice try, though. You think God is? I mean, I'm a moron. I'm a complete idiot. You don't think God knows every little nuance in us? Nah. We got to do that different. Here's what it is. It's not us. Now, why am I like passionate about that? Because you take the gospel and you mix it with a prop up kind of message, a self-centered message, and you distort Jesus Christ and the redemptive work he did. Jesus Christ didn't walk the planet to be a model first and a sacrifice for sins second. That's the biggest problem with the social gospel. They're thinking that Jesus just modeled life. Hey, before he's a model, he's the lamb that redeems us, that the lamb that is sacrificed for our sins. Before you look at the life of Jesus Christ and want to emulate, you've got to get right with God. And that only takes place through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. This is not about name it and claim it. It's not about self-empowerment. It's not about law of attraction. That's all wrong. If you're going to have a big wish and a big hope, how about a big wish and a big hope to truly be a servant of God, serving people the way that God desires you to? Maybe that doesn't take a bank account. Oh, wait, ding, 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 it doesn't. Oh, there's a revelation. We come back, though, we're going to talk about what the Lord does empower us for, what we are doing when we're connected. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, we'll be back.
Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was,
"I will never believe your God and change my religion."
But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
It's not the words we pray that matter. It's the condition of our heart.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Ann Cetus. Ann writes, "Prayer is a conversation with God, not a formula. Yet sometimes we might need to use a quote-unquote method to freshen up our prayer time. We can pray the Psalms or other scriptures, such as the Lord's Prayer, or use the Acts method, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. I recently came across this five-finger prayer to use as a guide when praying for others. When you fold your hands, the thumb is nearest you. So begin by praying for those closest to you, your loved ones. The index finger is the pointer. Pray for those who teach, Bible teachers and preachers, and those who teach children." Ann continues, "The next finger is the tallest. It reminds you to pray for those in authority over you, national and local leaders, and your supervisor at work. The fourth finger is usually the weakest. Pray for those who are in trouble or who are suffering. Then comes your little finger. It reminds you of your smallness in relation to God's greatness. Ask Him to supply your needs. Whatever method you use, just talk with your Father. He wants to hear what's on your heart." We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement is provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
This can happen to me. Was an upright man, thought I made a stand.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. The segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, my good friend Steve Wheeler. And Coral, fantastic wife. I'm telling you, husband and wife that are willing to give up time with their family to go across the world to spread the gospel. That is a rich person indeed in the kingdom of God. So, Steve and Coral, they go to places. I mean, I don't know if we, I think we talked about this briefly when Steve, or when he did show me this, when he got off the boat and they were getting him, walking him on that little bridge, and the bridge in the water, that didn't,
made out of bamboo.
Made out of bamboo.
Quarter
right?
of his size.
Yeah. And it was great for Carl, but, you know, Steve's not, you know, he's not, you know, 4 foot three. And, you know, that was kind of dicey. So the point of that is these are people that go to the corners of the earth to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to people that have never heard. They're sleeping in tents on the ground. I mean, this is not like luxury city, right? When they say they have a desk, it's something in their lap that they're using as like a little desk. I mean, that's the kind of people we're talking about. They take the gospel all over. By the way, they help rural pastors. That's their main focus, taking rural pastors and giving them Christ-centered education at the seminary level. They bring encouragement to them, and they bring financial help to them, because those people, I mean, just $200 feeds a family for their pastors for like a month. Takes care of them, and they just get to preach the gospel in places that the gospel has not been preached, or in places that are just filled with like people of the Islamic faith. They go in there and they just tell them, hey, this is the truth, here we go, and they engage. They even go into red zones, that's just amazing, where they preach, and it's dangerous to preach. They also help villages with clean drinking water. They don't force anybody to believe the gospel. They don't force anybody to take the clean drinking water. They share the truth. They engage. In fact, it's kind of ironic, because here in the United States, it's getting harder and harder to just make a regular argument, have an engagement, whereas overseas in some of the darkest places, at least people talk. It's amazing what's going on. But I encourage you to check out whitefields.org. Go to the website, check them out, see what they're doing, see if their mission is kind of lined up with what you're trying to touch into. When you're thinking about missionary work, when you're thinking about taking the gospel to the four corners, it's not for everybody. But some people like that style. Some people like a different style. Whatever it is that the Lord leads you to, God bless you. Just do it. Don't sit on your blessed assurance. Do something. Whitefields.org is a place to check out and see if that works for you. Whitefields.org. Let's get ready to do our segment brought to you by Ecola Termite. Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. EcolaTermite.com. 800-332-BUGS. And this is called What's Bugging Me? That's just perfect. Just like the timing is perfect, right? Like if I do this, will the bugs come back on? They don't come back on, do they? Let me see. Okay. I'm just making sure. Oh, what's bugging me? So I had one. I'm going to wait on it because I have to get more verification on it. But Tugboat Todd came up with a really good point, and that is, have you ever gotten a warranty on something? Right? You ever had a warranty? Tugboat Todd was just telling me about a warranty he had on a TV. What happened 1 month after your warranty was over?
It conked out on me.
How did it conk out? How did it know a month after it's time to conk out?
I think the scientists, they all get together, they do charts, you know, the equations, and they figure out how long will this last, and we'll do a warranty 1 month less than that.
Because I think, actually, it's a little creature in there that they stick in there, and then he sleeps the entire time, and then wakes up after the warranty is over, and then takes out his little chisel and his little hammer, and just starts breaking apart whatever it is, whether it's a car, or whether it's a stove, an oven, a refrigerator, a television, a stereo, or some electronic gear. That's my theory. They're just these little, you know those little sea monkeys that you put on and then you put the little water on? That's what I think it is.
They just sit in there and incubate?
Yeah, they just incubate. And but an alarm goes off right at the week before, week after the warranty scenario. And then it's not supposed to do anything for like 2 weeks. And that's the problem. Those little bugs, that's what's bugging me. Okay? I'm just saying, if you want to know. Little sea creatures in all of our electronics. Let's get to the next issue before you all lose it. Here we are. We're talking about the gospel not being a name it and claim it, not being self-empowerment. I know there's preachers that teach it. And some of them, by the way, are genuine, sincere. They love Jesus. They really see a real positive side, real financial blessing side to things. I get it. I just don't. I think that's inappropriate. And I think anything connected to the secret is radically demonic. So I'm not even going to give that a second. Like, nope. What I do know about the Lord and what he does do with us is this. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. which has to do in context with being content. Now, don't you find that ironic that there's name it and claim it so you can get more, but the scripture teaches us that the great element in the Lord is through him we can find contentment, whether we're in a good financial place, a bad financial place, whether we're in a good situation, a bad situation, that in the Lord there is contentment, and godliness with contentment is great gain according to the Lord. That you gain in his mind, you gain with him in your stature of reflecting Jesus Christ, if you can pursue godliness and maintain a contentment, that the Lord likes that. You know, there's a confidence and an ability, overcoming obstacles, possibilities increase when you're doing things through Christ. But in context, it's so that you can be content. Again, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't have a problem with an athlete going, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that gives him a little extra oomph, and he lifts 5 more pounds. Who cares? You think God's like going, oh, lifting weights in my name, are you? Yeah, you're supposed to do everything in the name of the Lord. Everything we do, everything we say and do, do all in the name of the Lord. Everything. That's where we're supposed to live, in the name of the Lord. Well, weightlifting is in your thing. It's in your thing. Now, does that mean that Jesus is going to give you the muscle to work 5 extra or lift 5 extra pounds? I don't think so. But I think if you're deferring to that as a motivator, that's better than deferring to drugs. I mean, who can argue with that? Or that's better than deferring to something sinful. I'll just call it towards the Lord. Okay. It's good. Fine. It's not the theology, but it's not the worst. And then the other part, the flip side of that is John 15:4-5. Jesus said, remain in me, and I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I'm the vine, you're the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you'll bear much fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing. So on one hand, through Jesus, you can do anything. I mean, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. On the flip side, you really can't do anything without him. Now, when it says you can't do anything without him, it really is more true than you know, because you can't even breathe without God allowing you to have been born. So whatever you come up with past breathing still is credited to God. So it's no matter how you kind of dance around that, if you don't get to initially breathe without God, it doesn't matter what goes past that. You're done. It's an irrelevant point. Moot. Doesn't matter. Moving on. But what Jesus is talking about is you can't really advance or move forward in the kingdom or do the things that I want you to do or fulfill the will of the Father apart from me. You're not going to do this apart from me. You're going to, scratch and claw and guess and throw darts and see what happens. But in Jesus, you can get things done. And without Jesus, you can't get things done. That's what he tells you. I just find it amazing. There's so many people that try to be Christians without Christ. I find that to be the most bizarre of all things. Oh, no, I'm a Christian, but I don't believe what Jesus said. Okay, wait, what? You see how bizarre that statement is? Well, I'm a Christian, but I don't believe in the Bible. Where are you getting the words from Jesus? From a fortune cookie? I mean, what's going on there? The words of Jesus are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You're going to be a Christian? You're going to be using Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Period. Done. Well, I don't need Jesus to be a Christian. Wait, what? It's like saying Christmas without Christ. That's all you come up with. Killing. All right, we can take a short break and then come back and talk about why we have to do things through Jesus and why you can't do anything without Jesus, because there's a reason to it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The ministry Open Doors USA has compiled a list of countries where Christian persecution is most severe. Today, we'll tell you about the top five. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Christians in many places around the world face persecution for their faith, but in a few, the persecution is severe and believers there need our prayers. Number five on the list is Sudan. Open Doors notes that in Sudan, Christian persecution is systematic and reminiscent of ethnic cleansing. Christians face frequent arrests and attacks by radical Muslims in the country. Next is Pakistan, where Christians are often persecuted under the country's strict blasphemy laws, which prescribe harsh punishment for anyone who disrespects Islam. Third is Afghanistan, where Christian converts also face harsh persecution. Families, friends, and communities often unite to exert pressure on the converts. Some converts are often forced to go to mental hospitals. Number two is Somalia. According to the Pew Research Center, 99.8% of Somalians are Muslim. The small number of Christians in Somalia are often marginalized and persecuted. And topping the list is North Korea. It's the only country in the top 10 that is not Muslim. Instead, North Korea's totalitarian regime makes practicing Christian faith very risky. It is estimated that thousands of Christians are enslaved in North Korea's labor camps. Reports have surfaced of the brutal torture that some Christians face, such as being crucified or burned. You know, if you see a lot of people rushing to get in on something, and they're all excited, don't you wonder, okay, what am I missing out on? In this case, it's thousands of people joining MediShare. Just one of the reasons. Think about this. MediShare is about half the cost of other healthcare programs. Honestly, this may be a game changer for you and your family. Find out more. Call 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Open before the Lord.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California, where I still, 1,100 shows later, sound like a Muppet. What are you going to do? If you want to reach me, davidspoon at kprz.com is one of the best ways to do that. For those that are trying to track me down just to touch base, I'm telling you that's a great way to do that. And you will get a reply the best that I can do as quickly as I can. Don't forget, hisappointment.com if you're looking for a book that will challenge you. A little bit of my testimony in there about my Jewish upbringing. And then also the decision when I came face to face with the moment where the church was hurting me. How I had to understand that and that process between me and God and the fellowships. Which was a very important moment in my Christian faith. All right. We've been talking about understanding Christianity. That it's not the secret. Right? Like, remember the big thing? Ooh, it's the secret. I remember being in the audience reviewing what some of the people who contributed to the secret were saying, and there was no gospel in it at all. Oh, there's faith, but, you know, there's people that have faith that when they hit the light switch, the electricity will come on. Same kind of faith. It's like, that's not godly faith. It's a common, there's a elemental faith. And so what we're talking about is understanding that the gospel is not name it and claim it, not self-empowerment, not law of attraction, And that's more under the lines of doctrines of demons, especially when some of these things have come about by people channeling other spirits with really biblical names. That doesn't mean anything. It's still a demonic teaching. Who cares? It's not hard to figure out the origin. Where'd it come from? Oh, really? It was a person channeling? I'm out. So that's not difficult. We talked about the understanding that you can't really do anything without Jesus, but through him you can do many things, but they're not things to make your wallet fat, because Jesus didn't come and say, hey, I'm here to make your bank account that much bigger, because you deserve it, you're fantastic, and you never have to repent about anything. Hey, and if you sign up now, I'll give you another one free. Okay, anyway, so the whole point there is to recognize how dumb that is, and catch what is important. And this is what is important. James 4, 13 through 17. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we're going to go to this city or that city and spend a year there and carry on business and make money. Who's that sound like? All those things I was just talking about. And here's what the scripture says. Why? You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord, it is the Lord's will, we will live, and we will do this, and we will do that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. I didn't write this, folks. This is 2,000 years old. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is a sin for them. You look at this and it's like, I think this was tailor-made for name it and claim it and get rich guru kind of people. And this is just right there coming out of the book of James, which James didn't put up with a lot. It was pretty much right to the core of things. And here's what he says. Okay, all you guys and all you gals are getting together and you're going to say, we're going to go here. We're going to go here. This is our plan. We're going to spend a year there. We're going to make money. We're going to carry on business. We're going to become rich. It's going to be fantastic. He's like going, you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. You could wake up tomorrow and gravity could cease. How would that go for you and your plans?
Oh, wait, I can't get my feet on the ground.
It's over. Do you understand? You can wake up tomorrow and then all of a sudden there's a trumpet, the sky splits, Jesus comes back. How your plans doing? They're over. Here's my point. My point is, it's one thing to have an arrogant spirit, and actually it's even just as sinful to have a fearful spirit, towards the future. What we're called to have is a submissive spirit to the Lord. What the scripture says is you ought to say, okay, so this is what we ought to say versus something we shouldn't say. We should say this. If it's the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. So the first thing you have to recognize is you might wake up tomorrow and the trumpet might blow for you personally. Your plans are over, right? Or the trumpet might blow for what you're doing for a living. Or the trumpet might blow for where you've been living. You don't know, so you surrender it. You say, if it's the Lord's will. You surrender it like Jesus surrendered it. You know, I'd really like to not go through this process here, the Garden of Gethsemane, but not mine, but your will be done. That's the key component. You can make plans for the future, but you can't be arrogant about the future. You can make plans for tomorrow, but you have to surrender those plans to the only one who holds tomorrow. And I don't care what the world says or HBO or the New York Times or the media. Who cares? Well, they have a voice to the unbelievers. Who cares? Jesus made it so clear. If you're living for men and approval from men, you're lost. You're out. You have to care what the Lord thinks. If you genuinely believe, I got a passage I was reviewing today in John chapter 5. If you genuinely believe, and I genuinely believe it's for the Lord, then our concern for what man thinks is meaningless. I mean, it has no value. I don't need the approval of my peers. If I want to walk with the Lord, I need the approval of God. I'm pretty sure Elijah didn't have the approval of his peers, so to speak, and neither did Jesus. Think about that. And so in our arrogance, we boast about these schemes that we're going to put, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Well, maybe. I can promise you 5.5 years ago, I had zero idea that I was going to do radio. Zero. I've done it for almost 5 years. I had no idea. I remember, and I'm going to share something with you. I haven't told a lot of people about this. I've mentioned it once before. So there was this short period with my wife and I where I had stopped on a partnership that I was working on. And for the next 2 months, I kept waking up with these bizarre, humorous thoughts. And so after they kept coming, I thought, I'm going to start writing these down. There are some of these are pretty funny. I mean, they were like funny stuff, like she kills the joy in resurrection, you know, like stuff like that's like what? It's like really like what's the word? Campy stuff. So, for example, instead of worrying about all the different people that are, you know, going to try and just kill you, you might have to remember this. Don't forget about Jehovah Mimes. They knock at your door, but you never hear them. And then you open the door and there they are. I mean, that's funny. I don't care what you say, right? I'm laughing, right? But I'm writing these things down. Jehovah Mimes. Come on. So I write these things down for like a month and a half or 2 months. We meet some friends up in Dana Point. And I'm like, I need you to pray for me. I'm writing all these things down. I have no idea why. So they pray the Lord will open a door for me to use all these things. Guess what? I used every single one of those routines on radio. Everyone had no. I didn't know. Jehovah Mimes. Come on. They stand at your door and knock, but you don't know. Because they're mimes. Get it? That's classic. Anyhow, yes, you can use that. So my point is for you to understand, you don't know what all those things are. You can keep a record of it. You can keep things together. Yeah, Jehovah Mimes. That's what I said. And all that. And it's like, you don't know what the Lord's, but the Lord will use everything. You think it's a waste? God doesn't waste. He took the loaves and the fishes. Everybody got fed. And at the end of the second feeding, when he did that, he said, pick up all the extra baskets. Don't let anything go to waste. The Lord doesn't waste stuff. He could have blown Satan out the first millisecond it happened. Yeah, I'll use them. That's what it did. Keep in mind, you don't know what tomorrow brings, but you can know who brings tomorrow. When we come back, we're going to identify why God does it that way. Interesting. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. Is this you?
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
All right, it's David James. My friend, Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electrogun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church.
I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Are you going to any outdoor concerts this summer? Maybe watch some fireworks? Baseball or soccer games? There's something about being outside among a large group of people. Jesus spent a lot of time outside with crowds of people. In the book of Mark, it says,
crowds gathered around him again, and according to his custom, he once again began to teach them.
Can you imagine being in one of those crowds, listening to Jesus teach, or being amazed when he healed the sick or fed everyone with just a few pieces of fish and bread? We were born about 2,000 years too late for that, but you can still learn from the very words of Jesus. When you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, you'll be reminded of God's love for you. And your spirit will be fed, maybe even healed, by what Jesus has to say to you. Learn more about reading your Bible at findpeacewithgod.net. From the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
God will stay by my side on this journey. Lord, now I'm running with you, with you.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Hey, in the next hour, we got Eric Stanley going to be joining us from the Alliance Defending Freedom group, and they're going to be talking about the Supreme Court decision in regards to the Trinity Lutheran Church, and also we are going to try and cover a little bit on the Masterpiece Cake Shop, which is now going to open back up as a story. Then we're doing something we've never done before. At 3:30, we're going to have a guest on from Focus on the Family, Bruce Houskinet, and he's going to come in and talk about the very same thing. So we got a legal perspective at 3 and a completely with a legal perspective with Christian faith, and then a Christian perspective from a family point of view. It's going to be cool. And we're going to wrap this up right now. We've been talking about understanding that this faith that we engage with, it's not a name it and claim it. It's not self-empowerment. It's not the law of attraction. That's really under 1 Timothy 4:1 and Doctrines of Demons, because they're all self-centered. And that's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. We discussed that you cannot do things apart from Christ, but in Christ you can do all things kingdom-wise. And we really broke that down to practically physical-wise, because without the Lord, you would have no initial breath. And thereby, anything you did after your very first breath in life, you did as a gift from God. If you need some kind of scriptural reference, that would be Acts 17:25, where it says, he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath. And everything else. So, yeah, you don't get any credit. I'm just saying. You don't. No, sorry. So you can either do this in connection or not do this connection. And that's the real key in understanding why there is a gospel. What's taking place? What's that bigger motive? And it all comes down to a divine partnership. There's a passage in the Psalms. We'll skip the music. There's a passage in the Psalms that says, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longs for you. And that should be part of our processing, that we just have this desire to be connected to the Lord. And the Lord has a desire to be connected with us. And here's where this comes down. 1 Corinthians 3:9, talking about a divine partnership, it says this, for we are God's co-workers in service. What? You're not an equal to God, but you're co-working with each other and with the Lord in kingdom advancement. Here's my favorite passage. By the way, that's 1 Corinthians 3:9. I'd look it up in Bible Hub because you have about 9 different translations, so it's kind of fun to do it that way. Mark 16:19-20, when the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up to heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. And the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said by many miraculous signs. There is a partnership that takes place with God. You want to get into the cooler theological aspect? You want to go into Ephesians 1:23, where it talks about the Lord making his fulfillment of ministry through the body of the church. You understand that in all these things, we do all these things with God. That's it. That's it. I think when people will think about the word Emmanuel, they think God with us, like he's on our side. I think that's the wrong spin. It's when it's God with us, it's like, you know, we're with him, he's with us, and we're in partnership, and let's go. When he became one of us, he did it so that we can be connected to him in a closer fashion. That's the whole point. This isn't about your bank account. This is about your eternity. This isn't about your comfort when you're 80. This is about what's going on when you're 8,080. This isn't about the earth as it sits now. Not enough bandages to fix this bad boy. We need a new heavens and a new earth, which is referenced not just in Isaiah, but also in Peter. Not just in Peter, but also in Revelation. Everything that we're doing has to do with the reality that God wants to be partners with us. It was the very beginning in the garden where we said no to the partnership with God. Well, Jesus came to bring that partnership back. This isn't about your bank account and you being happy and fluffy feelings. It's not about you having the greatest soulmate you could ever find on this earthly journey, because it's not about the earthly journey. And by the way, people that go, it's all about the journey, man, don't understand that one of the destinations is hell. I don't think that's about the journey. I think that's about the destination. The other destination is heaven. I don't think that's about the journey, though through the journey he makes us more Christ-like. I think it's about the destination. I'm pretty sure when Paul said, hey, without the resurrection, we're of all people most miserable, that's what he meant. It's about this land. It's about where we land, not about the flight. You can have a great flight, but if it crashes, it did you no good. I mean, that's just, it's not genius. That's just reality. Here's the bottom line. This whole thing, this whole faith thing has to do with you and God. And he loves you. That doesn't mean he thinks everything you do is terrific. I'm quite confident everything I do is not terrific in the Lord. But he loves me. And he loves you. And he doesn't love me because I'm on the radio. He loves you probably more than he loves me, if that could be possible. He loves you more because I'm a real mess up. I just know it. I feel like Paul all the time. I'm like the worst sinner. I'm terrible. But his love is greater than my stupidity. And I rest on that. I hope in that. I trust in that. It's not name it and claim it. It's not self-empowerment. It's not law of attraction. It's about doing everything through Christ, doing nothing away from Christ. It's about recognizing that every breath comes from him and that it doesn't matter what our plans are. God has a bigger, better, brighter, smarter, wiser, more effective plan for our lives. And all of that is because he wants to partner with us because he's awesome, not because we're awesome. That's what it's all about, man. Cool. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break. You'll hear Marty, who became a grandfather for the sixth time yesterday, who will be on Thursday. Then we'll come back for more of the David Spoon Experience. Don't go anywhere.
Is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.